Out Front, I'm King David McKenzie. Following one of the most dramatic and emotional discourses thus far in the marriage equality debate, the New York Senate voted 24-38 Wednesday to reject a bill guaranteeing equal marriage rights to same-sex couples. The bill, which Governor David Paterson was expected to sign right away, would have made New York the third largest populated U.S. state, the latest state to provide equal marriage rights to gay couples. Neighboring Vermont, Massachusetts, and Connecticut are among the states that currently do so. Opponents of the measure, with one exception, sat silently throughout more than 2 hours of discourse about the bill, while 18 Democrats, many of them African Americans and Jews, stood to urge support for the bill. The bill's sponsor, openly gay Senator Tom Duane, in closing the debate on the measure, sighed heavily and acknowledged the outcome of the vote was still uncertain. The bill needed 32 votes to pass, and while the Senate generally takes up bills only after the leadership knows it has the votes, the marriage bill was an exception, because there were 32 Democrats, not all pro-gay, and 30 Republicans in the chamber, nobody knew what the result was going to be. Marty Rouse, the National Field Director for the Human Rights Campaign, which operated phone banks for constituents to call their senators on the issue, said, quote, "We have work to do in New York and elsewhere. We're getting closer to equality, but we're not there yet," end quote. The chamber was silent when the vote was announced just before 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The debate preceding the vote included numerous African-American senators emphasizing how similar arguments against gay marriage parallel arguments made decades ago against interracial marriage. Senator Eric Adams, an African-American Democrat from Brooklyn, said, quote, "Alabama, Arkansas, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Mississippi, North and South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, the District of Columbia, and Nebraska. All of these states, at one time or another, sold blacks into slavery and participated in legal slavery because a numerical majority supported slavery at the time. But a numerical majority in one place does not mean they are in the right place. We must lead the country to the right place. The same comments being made against same-sex marriage were the same comments my grandmother received in Alabama when she wanted to marry my grandfather." End of quote. Out Front at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.